Pierre-Luc Fortin is originally from Quebec, the eastern part, and he moved to the Yukon 6 years ago. He's been mushing dogs ever since. Now he's launched his own business, and on this week's Francophone Column, Pierre-Luc Fortin joins me to tell us a bit about how that all came about. Hello, how are you?
Hello, how are you?
I'm good. So what was it like where you grew up? Tell me a bit about it.
I'm from a small town on the south shore of the St. Lawrence River, about 300 kilometers eastern Quebec City.
Okay.
So I always grew up by the sea, with the sand, the smell, and lots of room to do lots of different things.
Yeah.
Cross-country skiing, mountain biking. Yeah, just walking in the bush. And
is that what they call the Gaspésie?
It's right on the edge of the Gaspésie, actually. It's at the, let's say, border of Bas-Saint-Laurent and Gaspésie.
Okay. And so you had lots of space to roam and stuff like that?
Oh, yeah.
So did that spark up some adventure in your life, or...?
Well, I had to spend a couple years in cities to study, and I don't know, it came back to me almost naturally.
Uh-huh.
And then when we got into the Yukon in 2011, it just all fell into place, basically.
Okay.
Huh. Yeah, open space, a lot of things to do again,
yeah.
And not so many people. I'm from a small town, Montjoly, which is 5,000 people. So there, again, everybody knows everybody. So here in Whitehorse, it almost feels the same, actually.
We're just a little bigger. But yeah. So what did bring you up north?
That's funny, because it was, let's say, adventure, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Discovering a new place. So why Whitehorse? Why the north? We had basically a common interest, my girlfriend and I, and decided to do a little end of study trip to the Yukon. And we were supposed to be living in our wall tent for 6 months and then come back home working after. But it didn't exactly go that way. So when we got here, we totally randomly ended up taking care of 25-30 dogs, like dog sitting, house sitting, in exchange of living for free in the cabin. And it was just in a gorgeous spot by Fish Lake. And we, after maybe 3 months there, we both were, I guess we could maybe stretch it out a little bit into the winter and see what is mushing about. And that's pretty much how everything started. And meanwhile, we started to recruit a couple dogs and so on.
Yeah. So 6 months turned into 6 years.
Yeah, six and a half now, pretty much, yeah.
Now, did you dog mushing, some dog mushing during that time. What else did you do?
Well, I did a couple things. I kept working as a geomorphologist and for different consultants in town. Also did the construction, you know, and that's one thing. It turned out to be, you need to be kind of resourceful when you want to live up here.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to do your... you only want to focus on your career and you're not willing to be flexible on doing other stuff, well, you might not stay in the Yukon super long, because not everybody has this opportunity. And also because there's a lot of other things to do, pretty much.
Yeah, there's people can see it as a challenge or as an opportunity,
yeah,
correct?
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah. And you ever take up racing dogs or anything like that?
A little bit. That's more my girlfriend's cup of tea than mine. As much as I admire these guys doing the Quest and Iditarod and these a bit shorter races, I much prefer being in the wilderness with my dogs with totally no pressure.
Mm-hmm.
So I can mush the trail as long as I want and really adapt it to my dogs and what I want to do that day,
yeah,
or what my clients want to do as well. So, yeah.
So you say along the way you've adopted dogs. How many dogs do you have?
We're now up to 37.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a big operation.
Yeah, it is becoming big, yeah. That happened in the last year or so. So last year we had about 20 dogs, and then we had a big bump there. with a bunch of new puppies and some good dogs we got from other kennels.
Yeah.
And I'm super happy with my dogs. Now we're training them decent distances right now. We had a bit of snow and we went for our first run at Fish Lake 2 weekends ago, and that was just awesome. The dogs, I'm sure, felt the difference between the quad and the sled. Yeah,
I imagine there's quite a difference between the two. A little less drag on the sled.
Yeah.
So now you're turning this into a business. You're launching your business. You want to tell us a bit about that?
Yeah, well, I've guided the dog mushing tours for 5 years for another dog sitting outfitter around Whitehorse. So that's pretty much how I learned the trade. And a couple things kind of popped up in my mind in the last 3 years. And I really wanted to start something that was oriented towards backcountry, more expedition-wise. So there's very, very few people doing that right now in the Yukon, and we want to bring that to, let's say, another level. So I'm not packaging the thing being high-end, but it is definitely high-quality. So we want to bring people on trips from 3 days to 14 days or plus, depending. We can customize everything we do, basically. And the idea is to go at places that very few people go. Mm-hmm. And the way we manage to do that, people think that winter camping is dangerous and they'll freeze or something wrong is going to happen. But with our setup, we figured out a way that basically we have the comfort of a cabin, but the mobility of a tent. So basically, when the camp is set up, everybody is comfortable and warm, and they could go outside and enjoy their evening, watching Northern Lights, having a cup of tea, anything they want. And again, that's definitely not a race, so we don't do crazy distances a day, but we still cover very nice pieces of ground. And the idea is, expedition is covering new ground every day. It's not going one place and coming back the same way. It's definitely like from point A to point B.
Right. It reminds me a lot of sort of the bike tours you can do through Europe and things like that, when you go from town to town and they house you and bring your stuff along, so you just have to ride.
Yeah, exactly. Except that here we bring our stuff in the sleds.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And is it like wall tent living or?
Yeah, it's lightweight wall tents, and it could be a mix of a cabin as well, depending on what kind of trails we go on.
Yeah, these wall tents obviously have stoves that go into.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and a very specific stove. And the way we run it is, again, we've been doing expeditions for maybe 4 years, pretty much as soon as we got into the Yukon and had a decent amount of dogs. So we tested a lot of things and came out with something that really works. So, and again, I'm the guy who's going to keep the wood stove running.
Yeah, my late dad used to tell stories about he and his trapping partner, and they'd get up in the middle of the night and peek out of their sleeping bags and see each other peeking out just to see who would get up first to light the stove.
That's it. Yeah.
So you'll be the guy.
Yeah, well, we'll try not to let it die that much. So
yeah.
We'll have good sleeping bags, but the idea is to it shouldn't go below zero in the tent.
That's, no.
So
you launch your business. Where can people find out more about it?
Well, they could go and check out our website at beyondexpeditions.com or follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/beyondexpeditioncanada.
Wonderful. Well, thank you very much for dropping in and telling us about it, Pierre-Luc.
Well, you're more than welcome, and I wish every Yukoner a great winter.